This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. The Silver Arts Exhibit, featuring over 400 pieces of art by people aged 50 and older, is this weekend, running Friday, May 26th through Sunday, May 28th at The Artworks on Willard Street. Susan Buteau from the Wilmington Art Association joined me in the studio. Here's our conversation, and to find details and photos, visit WHQR.org. Susan, tell me about the Silver Arts.
Well, thank you for asking, Jeannie. Silver Arts is part of Silver Games, which is sponsored by the YMCA. And it's Silver Arts is really under the Healthy Living program, which I think is wonderful because being creative, it really is part of healthy living. I think it's good for all of us to create. But so I'm involved with Silver Arts, which has an art show, and it's being held. It's been held every year at the Artworks on Willard Street. I also happen to have a studio there. It's going to be this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is a show and sale, and we have some beautiful pieces, over 400, maybe 450 pieces of art.
And what type of art? I mean, I imagine all sorts.
All sorts, that's right. We have paintings, we have oil paintings, acrylic, watercolors, we have mixed media, we have a little bit of pottery, we have jewelry. There are two main categories over at Silver Arts. There's the visual arts and what they have called heritage arts. Sometimes we will have knitting and quilting and those sorts of things as heritage arts, but we don't have that this year. We do have some wood carving, but mostly we have a lot of painting.
How did you fit all that? I know the Artworks is a large space.
It is. They have a very nice gallery. A lot of space, so it worked pretty well. There are a lot of people who know how to hang paintings very well by grouping them so that they look nice together. So it did fit. We have the Wilmington Art Association, of which I'm a member, has some panels that we use for special events for hanging art on. So they have been brought over to the Artworks Gallery, and a team of expert hangers has placed them in good positions all around that big room. So it's a lot of fun. It's really inspiring.
I understand that these pieces have been judged.
They have. Scott Reeland was our visual arts judge this year. We have a separate judge for the heritage arts. Her name's Judy, and I can't remember her last name right now, I'm sorry to say. But Scott is on the board for the South Carolina Arts Council, and he works for the Cameron Art Museum. And he did the visual arts category, oils, watercolors, acrylics, mixed media, pastels, photography, drawing, that sort of thing. And we've given some first, second, third prizes and some honorable mentions. They get ribbons. There are no monetary or gift awards, but it's just really nice to know that someone appreciates your work.
Is all the art on sale or most of the art on sale?
I would say 98% or 99% will be for sale. Some people are allowed to exhibit not for sale if there's something they really, really want to keep, but if they want to show to the public. But we'd love for people to come and shop.
Mm. And who gets the money? Is it going straight to the artist or is there commission?
It is 80% of it goes to the artist. The other 20% goes to the Wilmington Art Association, which is a pretty good percentage.
That's really,
for the artist.
That's the highest percentage I've ever heard.
Yes, it is. The Wilmington Art Association puts a lot of work into setting up the show.
What does the Wilmington Art Association do with money that it gets in these kinds of situations?
Thank you for asking. We'd use it for community support. We're helping with a student art show this weekend also. We give scholarships. We gave scholarships to UNCW and to Cape Fear Community College. We try to give it back to the community. We also use it to help the club to function and to run.
Sure. That's wonderful. And you have a studio at the Artworks.
I do.
Where this exhibit is going to be. Are the studios going to be open at all?
They will, and we encourage the visitors to come and walk through the entire Artworks. Some of the artists will be there. Some of them will be helping with the Silver Art Show. All visitors are encouraged to come in and visit in any studio that is open. The artists may not be in there, but they are free to enjoy the art.
On Friday, this exhibit runs from 10 a.m.?
Yes, we open at 10, and then we have the fourth Friday, our big monthly event from 6 to 9. So we will be open for visitors from 10 in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. The big gallery is just filled with this wonderful art for Silver Arts, and then the other side is filled with studios. We have about 50 artists, actually, who have studios at the Artworks, so it's a terrific place. I would like to add that this is free to the public. There are some shows you have to pay a small amount for, but this is free. We welcome everybody. We love to have people from the community just to come and visit and look at the art. We also love to sell the art. So this is just a free and fun place to come.